The governing body of WMNF, the Nathan B. Stubblefield Foundation, is seeking applications for the board of directors. You may find the application on our website, WMNF.org, in the About section, or call 813-238-8001 and ask to be emailed an application. The deadline to apply is Friday, October 1st. At 5 o'clock. That's October 1st at 5 o'clock.
Excited for Gasparilla Music Festival? We are too. WMNF is broadcasting GMF live all day Saturday, October 2nd on 88.5 and WMNF.org. You'll hear the band's Article Sound System.
Time, quit pushing me around.
Glove. And the Hip Abduction. Your go-to place to hear live music sets from Gasparilla Music Festival in real time. Saturday, October 2nd on WMNF 88.5 and WMNF.org.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase on WMNF Tampa 88.5. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We're here in studio today with a good friend, talented singer, talented performer, and just an all-around great human being, Samantha Lee.
Hi.
Great to see you. Great to hear you.
Yeah, you too.
So happy to have you. We've got a whole bunch of stuff going on today. If you are a Facebook person, feel free to join us on Facebook right now. We're actually live streaming. We've got the full video production live stream right here in studio. So if you're watching right now on the live stream, thank you so much for hanging out. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you're doing. What are you doing today? I always like to find out what people are doing while they're listening and watching the show. So Samantha's going to be playing some music for us. We're going to learn a little bit about her, where she comes from, and where she's going. We have Nelson over here backing her up on the guitar and doing a little bit of harmony singing as well. So, Samantha, before we dive into a song, and what's your first song going to be before?
It's actually a new song that isn't released yet, and it's called Miss Me, so it'll be a nice little treat for everyone who hasn't heard it yet.
Oh, we're doing a brand new song.
A brand new song to start things off.
A live world premiere?
It basically is.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a very special day.
I should have told my publicist. I should have hired one first, and then I would have told them.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea.
All right, so we're going to hear a brand new song that you've never really performed anywhere on this kind of thing before. And what I like about you, too, is that you're a great example of a Tampa Bay musician. I always say Tampa, and I have to say Bay because there's so many in the area here. But you're a great example of a Tampa Bay musician that is, I like to think of as a hybrid musician, because there are people that are in the only singer-songwriter band original music camp, and they only play those kinds of shows, ticketed events. And then there's the other camp that's like huge cover music scene, as you know, here in the area. Anyone that goes out in any popular areas, you know downtown Tampa, St. Pete, anywhere, there's always a cover person singing in a bar. You do both. You do both, and that's so cool, because you know you're on huge stages like Janice, and you're also playing in bars and restaurants where people would never expect to see an artist of your caliber. And I think that's really cool. My goal for today is, by the way, is to make you blush just a little bit.
Oh, it's already happening.
Okay, good. That's good. That's good. So once again, Samantha's going to play a couple of tunes, and we're going to learn a little bit about her today. You can go and listen to and watch the live stream on Facebook. You can also go and follow the brand new Instagram account at LMS_88.5 FM. On Instagram, if you're that type of person, you're an Instagram person, go follow us. Give us a follow if you're that kind of guy or girl. Without further ado, I would love to hear your first song, this world premiere tune.
It's called Miss Me.
Take your own doll too. I'm tired of listening to your lies and have believed in them a million times. It's so predictable. predictable, what you say. Damn, that girl was crazy anyway. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Sorry, we should meet up soon. Left all your messages on red. I really don't think you can take a hint. So predictable, what do you say? Damn, that girl was crazy anyway. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Once you've rehearsed, it's unfair. You don't care, you're jealous. And I wish we never locked eyes. I'll make you realize you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We're here in studio with Samantha Lee. That's an awesome song.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to write that song?
Oh, never. We were just kind of messing around one day. I was messing around with my brother as well. And yeah, we just came up with like a really, I heard like a, I think we had like a kick or a cajon or something one day when someone just like hit a beat. And I was like, oh, this would be fun if we were just doing like a really cool vocal thing over it. And the oh, oh thing kind of came first. And then the rest of the song kind of came after that.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
I always love finding out about an artist's process.
Mine's so all over the place.
It's all over the place.
I literally don't have like an exact way. I've written songs like every which way, like where I've written the melody first, just the lyrics first. Someone's given me a guitar melody and I've written to that. And sometimes it just comes out of nowhere. So it's like, I wish I had like an actual way that I wrote songs, but I guess it's good that it kind of comes from like all different, you know, inspirations.
Well, it sounds like, you know, if you're one of the more chaotic style writers in the sense that it comes from multiple different, sources of inspiration. I mean, if you have that down to some kind of a science, I would say that's even more difficult than being formulaic.
You think so?
I think so, yeah, because a lot of people that, you know, after a while of writing, they're just like, okay, I start with this, I go to this, and it becomes like a well-oiled machine, so
yeah,
to speak.
I guess.
And a lot of people need that to perpetuate their writing process.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't need that, that's pretty cool, I think.
Kind of, but then there's times where you're like, I don't have like anything to get me going to start writing a song. If you're like, oh, I want to write new music, it just, for me, it just has to like come at the right moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like have any kind of control over it.
Yeah.
So I can go through like a drought of, you know, a long time where I don't really have a lot of inspiration coming. So I guess you could see it like kind of both ways.
Sure. So tell me a little bit about how you started playing music when you were younger.
Oh, I've been singing since basically I was like a little baby.
Yeah.
My mom was a singer growing up, and so she was in a country band that kind of toured around like Kentucky and Ohio and kind of all those surrounding areas.
So it's in your blood.
Yeah, I guess so. Bit. And she used to bring me on stage with her when I was like two or three, and uh-huh. I'd sing along like to Patsy Cline with her. And there's like little videos of me and my brother like kind of just playing music when we were basically babies with like, you know, the plastic guitars
sure,
that they had sure, with the buttons and
doing what so many of us did when we were yeah, little, pretending, you know,
that we were rock stars.
That we were rock stars. You know, very few actually get to the point where they get to play on big stages like Janis. Now, you just did that recently, relatively recently,
yeah,
opening for a Kenny Chesney
tribute
band,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, Pirate Flag.
Pirate Flag.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
it was awesome because it was one of their first kind of concerts that they did post COVID where they were, you know, like letting a bigger crowd kind of gather. So
sure,
it was nice because it kind of felt like the first time things were getting back to normal, like music wise and concert wise. And
yeah,
so that was a really great stage to play.
It's like, you know, they're, things aren't necessarily back to normal, but
not
they
yet
are. There's hope that they will someday be. And
yeah,
that's nice.
It's, we've definitely had to change our way of thinking
certainly,
over the last year. And
certainly,
and in case, you know, things never kind of go back to the same, it's like adjusting basically
yeah,
to the new.
Yeah, I'd love to talk a little bit more about that. But
yeah,
first, I would love to hear another song.
Yeah, so this next one we're going to play, I've actually been playing live for, I mean, honestly, probably 8 or 9 years. I just haven't recorded it yet, but it's actually in the process of being recorded and hopefully will be released in the next month or so.
I love those kinds of songs.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because it's people request it now that they've seen me play live and stuff, and people have been loving this song for years, but it just didn't have time to get it on the last EP.
Yeah.
And so this time around, I was like, okay, this one's been around for a while. I know people like it. I know people dig it. So it's going to be the first single kind of off this next EP that I'm working on.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Once again, if you're listening on the radio right now, if you're hanging out at home, get a little bit of free time, you can head on over to Facebook and check out the live stream right now. We got live full video, full audio. It looks great, it sounds great. Feel free to check it out, but take it away. You're listening
right
to Live Music Showcase, Samantha Lee, live in studio.
This song's called Lost.
How'd I get so far from home? Turn and now I'm far gone. I knew if I came walking, I would find what I was looking for. I guess I should have stopped and asked for directions how to get back on track. But my stubbornness has led me astray. Now I can't find my way.
Absolutely. Very nice.
Yeah.
We're live in studio in the Mike Eisenstadt Live studio here at WMNF. I'm Ken Apperson. Mark Perfetti's over there. I'm going to get it right one of these days, Mark. I promise. Did I get it? Yes. Yeah. All right. More to come. Absolutely. Mark Perfetti is the sound engineer. He's killing it. Killing it. Making us sound fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it sounds like out there, but in my ears, we sound great.
Awesome. Awesome. You guys sound awesome as far as I can tell.
Thanks.
In my ears as well.
That's good.
If you're listening right now, if you're on the Facebook page, feel free to leave a comment and let us know. What do you think of them? What do you think of Samantha? What do you think of Nelson over there?
But don't let
guitar?
Us know if we sound terrible.
Right, only compliments are acceptable.
I'm just kidding.
No, that's how I operate.
Yeah.
At all times.
Positive vibes only.
How else could I have this level of confidence without any sense of accomplishment whatsoever?
Oh, stop.
Yeah,
you
really.
Have tons of things you've accomplished.
Nah, not yet, but we're working on it. Mm. But anyway, so we mentioned it a minute ago about like last year, and I don't love to harp on COVID and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody's been through it. Everybody's heard it. And a lot of people are maybe a little tired of hearing of it.
What's that?
Right, exactly. But the reality is, there. You know, the way that it affected musicians and the way that it affected the music industry was so unique and profound. I mean, at a certain point, they were kind of telling us as musicians, hey, your whole industry, that's dangerous now.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, you can't trust it.
You can't trust it. You can't let people gather, you know, and that's understandable. It was a safety risk. It still could be considered a safety risk, depending on where you are and all that other stuff. There's lots of factors in play. But my point is, I'm always curious to know about musicians' experience with that and how you dealt with it.
Okay. For me, I feel like I'm one of the very, like, lucky people where I was in a position where I had a lot of money saved. I was pretty good about saving beforehand. I know some people, you would never expect something like this to happen, so some people didn't plan for it, and it made it a lot harder for them. But for me, with that relief off my back of not worrying if I'm going to pay rent the next month, I actually really enjoyed the time off because I actually got to focus on our craft, which we never get to do because we're always doing it as our job.
Yeah.
So I actually got to sit down and kind of like write more. I worked, you know, me and you worked together on guitar and, you know, and kind of trying to focus on learning new things with our crafts. And I actually felt like I grew a lot in the last year from that. I know a lot of other
how
people.
How so? How so? Give me one example of how you grew over the last year.
I think it made me appreciate, too, like what we have and what we do a little bit more because we all know that we get to a point where we're very jaded and we get, you know, very plateaued with what we do where it definitely starts to feel like a job.
Sure.
And we don't...
Burnout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think I was almost at that point before 2020 happened. And so it made me sit back, appreciate kind of like what we get to do for... We get to do what we love for a living every day and... A small percentage of the world really says that. And it makes you realize how lucky we actually are. And
Yeah, it's true. Absolutely. I always kind of, whenever we musicians end up talking about those days, it always ends up feeling a little like a support group for everyone. It's like, how are you doing? I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. And other people are. So you were one of the lucky ones, and that's awesome.
And
I will say,
it did help me also appreciate other people locally and in the area too. It was nice to see how everyone came together to support each other music-wise too. So like, you know, obviously the live streams that came out of it and the shows and how everyone, you could see like everyone, even though they didn't have a lot of money, were trying to help each musician out, tipping on their live streams and doing this when they didn't have a lot of money themselves. And
it's true.
And it was just kind of really beautiful to see how that all panned out.
See, that's one of my favorite things about this area. About the music scene in this area and the musicians that live here. Because even though the numbers keep growing, people are constantly moving here. New musicians are moving here. They're moving here from all over the country.
Everyone's
Nashville,
supportive.
LA, New York.
Yeah.
But everyone here has a very community conscious mentality.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
And honestly, you know, I've worked all over the country with like different music. It's not like that other places.
It's not.
It's very much not like that. It's very cutthroat. It's very like competitive, kind of backstabbing, like... And so when I moved other places, I was like, wow, this is what it's like, because I was always used to this community here. And and I will say everyone does really support each other here, and I love it.
And that's one of my favorite things about this music community. Mm-hmm. So if you are listening right now and you are a music lover, spread the gospel.
Yeah.
Tell a friend
Hallelujah.
About how incredible the local music scene is here. Because if there's one thing that I personally have as a goal, I really want to see the perception locally change to really value the musicians that are here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
You know? All right. So let's hear another song.
Okay.
On that note.
We're going to do another new song.
I love it.
The thing is like, obviously the EP came out in 2019.
Yeah.
But most of the songs I've been playing for, you know, the last 8, 9, 10 years. And so I wanted to kind of come to the show and bring a little bit of new stuff that I worked on through the pandemic. And even if it's not released yet, I kind of wanted to give people a taste of like what's to come and stuff like that. Cause a lot of people have heard, you know, the songs that were on the EP a lot of times, and we'll get to some of them that, you know, people love. But this is another new song that's called Just Another Cigarette.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF.
You knew I don't want to hear. Jumped head first without a goddamn fear. You smiled, you won, fooled everyone. Charmed every last damn person till you were done. Was it just for fun? You took a hit. You put me out, there's plenty in the pack. Just another you hurt my heart because you taught me a thing or two. Like how a real man won't leave and stick around because he sees that I'm not just a temporary high. You took a hit, pulled me in, enjoyed the high I gave you then. Then exhaled those words I knew you'd always say. Lost in the smoke of all your lies, not to mention in those eyes. But you put me out, there's plenty in the past. Just another cigarette. Just another cigarette. Just another cigarette.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. You're
listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. We're in studio here with Samantha Lee.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
What's that song about?
I mean,
I think I know, but
the lyrics kind of explain it. It's just like being kind of blind and like sucked into a beautiful relation that you think is like, you know, a
fan. You think it's the last one.
And you kind of heard all the things you want to hear, you believed every word, and it's kind of like swept out under the rug, and you realize that like none of the words kind of meant anything, none of it meant anything, and that like it's okay because like that's not a real man anyways.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's like the last line. I hope you're happy now. Like a real man won't leave. He'll stick around because he sees that I'm not a temporary high. Like, and that's fine. It's like you live and you learn kind of thing, but yeah.
So you want a real man?
Yeah.
Man's man.
Man.
Man. Yeah. Yeah,
man.
That's perfect. Excuse me. Well, we have some comments here on the live stream. Let's see. Lisa Larkin says, sounds great. Nikki J says, love it. Will Greaves says, Sammy rocks. That girl has some pipes.
Oh.
That guy's a rather important guy, from what I understand. So far, so good.
Yay.
We're doing great.
Well, good.
Yeah.
No negative comments.
Yeah, we're at the halfway point
at this point.
So, you feel better?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what I love about Samantha Lee is that she's a pro through and through. I've never seen your confidence get shaken on stage.
Really?
Under any circumstances, yeah. Whether it is or not, I've never seen it. And
well,
that's the point. Because you've been performing professionally since what? You were like 18, right? 17, 19?
We're not aging myself, but it's been almost 17
Well, that was like 3 years
ago.
Yeah.
3 or 17, something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how did you get your start professionally?
Okay. The funny thing is like, obviously my mom was a singer and I grew up around music, but
yeah.
I didn't know that singing would be my career.
Okay.
I obviously always wanted to sing.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how many opportunities were out there. I kind of just picked up my stuff, moved from Ohio to Florida when I turned 18. And about a month after, or actually, I think it was like 3 or 4 days after I moved here, my aunt moved down here with me. Well, she helped me move down here. And she saw a posting for an audition for a singer at Busch Gardens. And so she was like, you should go to this. And I was like, what the heck? And 3 days later, I auditioned for Busch Gardens. And a month later, I got the call. Ended up singing there for over 10 years.
Yeah. So when we say that, like, you are a pro, you're literally a pro. You've done Busch Gardens. You've done cruise ships, right?
Yeah, I've kind of touched every little realm. I've done, you know, backup singing. I've done my own concerts. I've done cruise ships. I've done theme parks. I've done voiceovers. I've kind of tried to like dabble in every little aspect of like music.
And so like I love that throughout all of that, all mm-hmm. of that accomplishment and all of that, you know, you are a tested, proven professional singer where so many others would claim to be and wouldn't necessarily live up to that title. You still have a great attitude.
Thanks.
You still come in and you're like, okay, let's go. Let's work. What do I need? What do you guys need? What can I do?
Well, I think that's what's gotten me to where I am.
You think
I always
so?
Say that, and it's, I don't like to talk myself up, but I feel like my professionalism and like the fact that people can count on me is kind of more than talent sometimes when it
comes
to how far you go in your career.
Absolutely.
And like you just said, I always do show up. I show up on time. I try mm-hmm. to show up and know what I need to know for the show. And yeah, I think that's gotten me pretty far in my career, and I'm proud of it.
So if you had advice for a young woman out there who was your age when you first got started, when you were like a little girl, when she was like 12, 13, 14, if she mm-hmm. somehow happens to be listening to us right now, what's the advice you'd give that child?
Kind of just what I said is like your character and your professionalism, it almost is above your talent. You can be the most talented person in the world, but if no one wants to work with you,
yeah,
you're not going to get very far.
It's a lot harder.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and there's very much like talented people who aren't the top talented people that people would rather work with that will go miles and miles farther. So I would say just like being positive, being professional, and being someone people want to work around.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. On that note, I'd love to hear another song.
We're going to do another new one, Ken.
It's a theme.
It is a theme
I like
today.
It.
We're getting to the older stuff in a few. We're going to work our way to that. But
I'm not complaining.
Okay.
I love new music.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You haven't even heard half of these, so this is kind of new for you, too.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yay. All right, this next song I actually wrote. It's kind of near and dear. So without getting into too much detail, but my mom growing up struggled with addiction, with a couple different things, alcohol, some drugs and stuff, and it kind of put a strain on our relationship, like, growing up. She's gotten to, like, a way better place now, and there has been times where she's, you know, almost attempted suicide, and this and that, and so I wrote this song, it's called Stick Around, and it's basically saying that when people are hard on those people that are going through that, it's because they want to see you stick around. It's not because they're just being hard on you to be mean or, you know, and stuff like that. So I kind of wrote this song for anyone who's kind of known someone who's struggled with addiction and kind of getting to that point where you're just trying to tell them that, hey, I just want you to stick around.
Yeah.
To be able to experience the things that you might miss if you don't.
I love that.
So.
Take it away.
Thank you.
This is Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF.
When we tell you don't need another drink, we're just looking out for you, not being mean. You could all say we care, and we're not trying to bring it down. It's just because we want you to stick around. I know the times have been a little tough, but if you look back, you'd see a lot of love. If you could all say we care, and we're not trying to bring it down. Just because we want you to stick around. Stick around, see your grandbabies grow up. Stick around, see that you don't need their stuff. Alcohol won't be your friend for long. It'll leave you crying all alone. So put the bottle down. That frustration comes from years of pain and love. If you could only see we care, and we're not trying to bring it down. It's just because we want you to stick around. Stick around, see your grandbabies grow. Just think about what you'd be giving up. So stick around to see your grandbabies grow. Stick around to see that you don't need that stuff. Alcohol won't be your friend for long. She'll leave you crying all alone. So put the bottle down and stick around.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. My name's Ken Apperson. I'm your host. We're live in studio with Samantha Lee.
Yeah, hi.
That was great.
Thank you.
Before we dig into anything else, I just want to mention we have Bob and Richard in here running the cameras, making all of the live stream equipment run. And let me tell you, I have just a tiny bit of experience with that stuff, not nearly the level of expertise that they have. And it is not an easy job. So I just want to say thank you guys so much
for
making us look so good on the live stream. If you want, Richard Stone and Bob Hoke. Yes, thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. So we've touched on this on this show before. You know, when it comes to writing music, often the music, sometimes it comes from a place of pain, of difficulty.
Yeah.
I think some of the best artwork in the world has come from that source at times. Was it really difficult for you to write that song?
Yeah, definitely. One, and I've talked to my mom about it now, and she really loves the song, and it touches her, because she's even said she goes back and listens to that if she ever feels like she's struggling.
Really?
Yeah, and I think that's really great. I was worried at first because I wanted her to hear the lyrics and not be...
You wanted her blessing.
Well, yeah, and I didn't want her to kind of be embarrassed that that story is kind of out there and that's why it was written, but it inspired a beautiful thing, and deep down it just means... We want to see you stick around with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I won't dive into it too much.
That's okay.
But, you know, your relationship with her, you know, when it was tested when you were younger and when she was really in the thick of those times, how different do you think you would be today if you didn't have to experience that stuff at a younger age?
Oh, I mean, I always say that I feel like everything that you grow up with kind of shapes you into who you are.
Yeah.
And so I think those tests and the way that I kind of had to grow up and kind of grow up at a young age because of that stuff has made me who I am today and is why I feel like I'm kind of a strong-headed individual. And I've always kind of been like the caregiver because I was the older sister to my brother. And so, yeah, I feel like I had to grow up really young. And I think that in turn made me kind of who I am.
Do you wish you didn't have to go through it?
It's hard to say, right? Because it's like, was it pleasant at the time? No. But would I be the same person now? I don't think so. So I don't know.
Do you like who you are?
Yeah, I think so.
I already knew the answer to that question. And you should. You should. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way.
She really loves herself.
Well, so I like to think that public perception is kind of changing about that.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be if you loved yourself, well, you were arrogant. You were egotistical. And there are people that are like that. Sure.
I mean, Meghan Trainor wrote a song about it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I think that now... I hope now people, especially young people,
Are starting self-love.
Starting to embrace who they are, starting to love who they are a little bit for who they are. And I think that's really important.
Well, I think it's been hard this whole generation, and you can probably attest to it, but when social media obviously came about, it makes it harder to love yourself because you can easily compare yourself to everybody else on the internet.
Sure.
And especially now that there's, you know, filters, Photoshop, everything else, it's like you look at this perfect picture and you're like, how do I even compare to that? Which in turn, I think, made our generation take a step back and made it a little harder to like kind of love who we are. And I think now in the last couple of years when this whole movement happened, I think like self-love is becoming like, you know, a trend now again.
Yeah, we're young enough that we put stock in that stuff in social media. We liked it. We embraced it.
Yeah.
We're part of the reason why it took off.
Mm-hmm.
But we're old enough that we had maybe a harder time adjusting to it than the younger generation does now. Now, you know, most people that are, you know, 10 years younger,
that's all they know.
They grew up with it. Mm-hmm. They grew up with a phone and seeing mom and dad, you know, with an iPad or an iPhone and, you know, Android device, whatever.
Right?
It's an odd thing to think about, but yeah, it's curious. I'm curious to see how the younger generation develops music, you know, with that in mind. You know, it's already started to change.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
All right. So, I'd love to hear maybe an older song this time.
We were going to do 90 Years.
Only because... Oh, 90 Years.
Yeah.
Okay, so not super old.
Not super old, but definitely...
This is the one about your grandmother, correct?
Yeah.
I love this song.
You do?
Yeah. It's really pretty.
Oh.
It's a very sweet song.
I love this song, too. And I guess for listeners who haven't heard this story before, because I'm sure a million people have heard it, basically, my grandma turned 90 in the middle of quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And so she didn't get to have her big 90th birthday party like we planned. And so my brother and I were just chilling in quarantine, figuring out a way we can make her feel special. And we decided to write a song for her, not with the intention of releasing it, but it got such an amazing reaction that we decided just to release it as a single. And people loved it. People reached out to me all over how they related to it, how they had a strong woman in their life, and it made them cry. And so it's kind of touched a lot of people. And this is just basically about how strong of a woman my grandma is. And yeah, an ode to her.
An ode to grandmother.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're listening to Samantha Lee, live in studio on Live Music Showcase, WMNF 88.5.
Tell you a story about a woman who made me who I am. Tough times and trouble, she fought through each struggle, even when she felt like giving in. 90 years she flew. Testing her at every turn, but she stood as tall and strong as her. No matter what life threw her way, she came out stronger every day, even through the losses she was dealt. 90 years and strong as fire. Up in me and say, man, she sounds a lot like you. Every wrinkle, every line tells the story of my life. All the scars along the way make me who I am, and I'll just pray that you're proud.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. We released that song on her 90th birthday, actually. And because we couldn't be with her, we...
You FaceTimed her,
we
right?
We FaceTimed her, mm-hmm. And she had the lyrics in front of her, and her and my grandpa listened to it for the first time, and they were both, like, bawling. And, oh, it was, like, the most special moment ever. I have it all on video. I want to make, like, a music video kind of with that experience and them seeing it for the first time, and... Yeah, and if people like it, they can go find it on iTunes and all those things.
Yeah, you're all over the place. You have a great, great social media presence on Instagram and Facebook. Samantha posts her full schedule of gigs. on her Instagram. Monthly, weekly? How do you do it?
I usually do monthly, and then in my stories, I'll do the week of and the day of.
And it's at Samantha Lee Music, right?
Correct.
And Lee is L-E-I-G-H.
Thank you for that.
For the audio people.
The funny thing is I can say that a million times.
It's never enough.
Well, and especially like at a show, I'll be like, you can follow me at Samantha Lee, L-E-I-G-H. And they'll come up with their phone and they'll be like, right. Is this you? And it's L-E-E on their phone. Yeah. And I'm like, I just said it four times.
So right. Like, yeah, that's okay.
I mean, I know. Why did my mom do that to me?
It's okay. It's okay. That's the funny thing about, you know, your name is your name. Mm-hmm. You know, when people probably come up to you and be like, why did you just change it? I think I've probably even said that to you once or twice. But at the end of the day, it's your name and you're allowed to hang on to it. Nothing wrong with that. So Samantha Lee Music on Instagram, SamanthaLeeMusic.com.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Got that one right. And then you're on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Are you on TikTok? Are you doing the TikTok thing these days?
I mean, I made one in quarantine.
Yeah.
And it did entertain me during that. I have not opened the app in a very long time, but that's under Sammy Pants.
Sammy Pants. That's good. That's good. I like that. That's great.
Thanks.
So those are all the places that you can go and find out more information about Samantha Lee and Samantha Lee Music and her releases that are coming up and all the shows that she does around town. It's like I said, she does play some really big shows, but it's pretty easy to also catch her at a neighborhood bar, which is, we're all pretty lucky that she hasn't figured out yet.
Oh, stop.
No. It's truly a joy to see you perform, see you sing, just as a music nerd, as a singing nerd, as a person a few years back, I blew my voice out.
Yeah.
And I love watching you execute those huge, big belting notes.
Well, good thing we're doing this song next then.
Oh, yeah? Is this the one I think it is?
Oh, it's Too Scared.
I love this song. Yeah. This is such a cool song. All right. Why don't we go right into that? Can we do that real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I don't even want to talk.
Tell them about it.
Yeah, well, maybe afterwards. Maybe we'll
see.
Afterwards.
Okay. This song's called Too Scared.
You're listening to Samantha Lee live in the Mike Eisenstadt live performance studio at WMNF 88.5.
Think after three times you learn your lesson and say you're through. She's got you wrapped around her finger, totally under her control. Cause she knows you'll never leave her. You're just feeding her ego. Because you're too scared to tell her the truth. She's not going to. Why would she when she knows she can get away with anything with you? She's got you right where she wants you. It's a shame you can't escape. You don't know what you're missing, and you don't get her anyway. Because you're too scared to tell her the truth. Tell her I hate everything you do. Instead you can't be a 1, 2, 3. My,
The last note. Like, I gotta take a second. Hits you in your chest.
Yeah.
It's good. Gritty. You're listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF. You can always listen to this station and this show and every other show on WMNF live on the radio. Or if you're not on the radio, you can always listen online, WMNF.org. We stream the entire station. Every show streams it live, WMNF.org. You can go and listen there. You can also listen to the show not live, podcast form. You're welcome to do that, by all means. You can search Live Music Showcase on any of your favorite podcasting apps, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can always hear it there. So we're coming up on the end.
Yeah.
We're almost done. I just wanted to mention a couple more comments that we did get on the live stream, because they're pretty nice words. David Bryant said, Stick Around song is amazing. That song should be featured on the Intervention TV show.
Oh, yeah. That makes me happy. Mm-hmm.
And then Mary Earls said, touching song. She's wonderful. The first song, she sang My Life. Will, all caps, catch her life ASAP. Mary from Memphis.
Oh,
so she's listening
from
Memphis.
That's all amazing. Right.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you, Mary from Memphis.
Randy Wynn sounds great. Randy's a great guy.
Okay.
He's very, very involved at the station.
Aww.
And he listens to a lot of stuff, so praise from him is very high praise. Says also, he says, love seeing video with COVID numbers finally going down. Hope we can see bands soon. I agree. I hope we can see bands soon. That was the plan originally.
That was the plan. We were actually supposed to be a full band today, and obviously COVID didn't want to let us do that, but we will hopefully be back to full band soon.
We're just gonna have to have you come back.
I was gonna say too, if you do like these songs and the ones that are kind of out there on platforms for you to listen to, definitely I would say take a listen, because
you can definitely take a listen.
I mean, most people know, that our listeners, that these songs lend themselves to full band.
Yeah.
And they're a totally different feel, and obviously the acoustic, you get, you know, a little taste of it, but definitely take a listen if you enjoy it.
Well, yeah, so you can absolutely go and check out all of her music on Spotify and Apple Music, all of that stuff, because yeah, they're all recorded in beautiful full production, full band versions. I actually kind of really enjoy this acoustic version.
You
both,
like it?
Well, both because I love getting to see Nelson.
Yeah.
Nelson over there on the guitar, and he's an exceptional guitarist. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate you, man. I like it. Both mics. That was great.
Yeah.
It's
perfect. Is this thing on? Hey.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what do you think? Do you think we have enough time? We do have enough time. I'd love for you to play us out maybe with one more song.
I mean, yeah. We gotta do the big finale.
The big finale.
No, it's not a big finale, but
I think
this,
it is.
You think so?
Well, you do this great thing where you can soften your voice. Great dynamic control.
Thank you.
If I could pay you one, if my favorite thing about you as a singer is your dynamic control, your ability to control.
That's a great compliment.
The volume of your voice. It's really impressive as a singer, because it's really hard to maintain pitch if you're a singing nerd like I am. It's really hard to maintain pitch through dynamics. It's one of the hardest things to learn. And some people, it's not something you can easily learn. Some people just have it. And you're a natural singer. So you've
Thank
just
you.
Had that, and that's really cool. All right, I'll stop harping.
No, it's okay. I'll keep going.
of course. But once again, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's listening right now. Thank you to Mark in the engineering room, making us sound amazing. Thank you to Bob and Richard, making the video look amazing.
Yes.
Thank you to Sam, who I believe is board-opping for us over there,
Sam,
in Studio One. And we hope you come back and listen to us again every week. We've got a pledge drive coming up pretty soon, so stick around for that, and maybe throw some dollar bills towards the station when it's time.
Dollar
you could even do that right now if you wanted to, WMNF.org. Without further ado, please go ahead and take it away. You're listening to the Live Music Showcase on WMNF Tampa 88.5.
This was my very first single I ever released back in 2014, and it's definitely our most requested original song. But Ken, you want to maybe help me out a little bit at the beginning of this? Okay, we're just going to go. Yeah. You ready, Nelson? Here we go.
Well, the devil he just appeared, started whispering in my ear, telling me things I wanted to hear. I knew it wasn't right, should have been listening to the other side, but there's no angel with me tonight. So bring on the boys, bring on the booze, because tonight there's nothing to lose. Cross on the lines, break on the rules. Tonight I hate the devil. What the hell? And we hop.